Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Clark, the Center for Weight Loss Success. And on this podcast of Weight Loss Surgery Success, I'm going to talk a little bit about testosterone and how potentially it can help you with weight loss and what are the things you can do to actually optimize your own testosterone levels. This isn't just for men. This is for women, too. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. And again, this is Dr. Clark, and today we're going to talk a little bit about testosterone. People think of testosterone as being the male hormone, but it really is a very important hormone for both men and women. Women are just much more sensitive to it. So women actually make about 10% of what men make. So we don't really think of it as testosterone being a woman's hormone, but actually it is very important for women. They make about 10% of what men make, but they only need a much smaller level because they're much more sensitive to testosterone itself. Both the adrenal glands and the ovaries can make small amounts of testosterone. So for men, obviously, the testes make testosterone, but also some in the from the adrenal glands too. So it's a very important hormone for both men and women. Now, how does that actually work with kind of weight loss though? Testosterone, very important for preserving lean body mass. It's very important. We often think of bodybuilders may take anabolic steroids. Anabolic steroids are somewhat different than testosterone, although testosterone can help you build muscle. But anabolic steroids is a whole different discussion. But testosterone itself helps preserve lean body mass, helps build lean body mass. So the better your testosterone levels, better than typically it's easier to keep your own lean body mass or build more lean body mass, which subsequently then is keep your metabolism as high as possible. You keep your metabolism as high as possible, it's much easier to lose weight, easier to keep that weight off. So it's very important, again, to preserve lean body mass. I've probably said this multiple times through multiple podcasts. And testosterone is an important hormone to help with that. Again, very important for both men and women. Now, a normal part of aging is that our testosterone levels typically start falling. They go down. And so men, by the mid-30s, late 30s, early 40s, their testosterone levels are dropping significantly and can drop, about 3% potentially every year. So then it doesn't take many years for testosterone levels to be coming down significantly. For women, this may actually start even earlier. And if you've had children early in life, say your late teens, early 20s, often this will start dropping, testosterone for you will start dropping even sooner in the mid to late 20s may start coming down. And so subsequently then, what do people notice? Well, I'm more tired, I have less energy, I don't sleep as well, I'm fatigued, I'm gaining weight. All these symptoms are very common with lower testosterone levels. Certainly testosterone affects libido, and often that drops off as well. So bottom line to this discussion then really is we would like to try to keep our testosterone levels as good as possible. Well, there are a couple options there. Certainly, testosterone supplementation is something that potentially is worthwhile pursuing, but many people don't necessarily want to do that. And if anyone's interested in kind of the hormone optimization, this is what we do through the Center for Hormone Health and Wellness, which is a different corporation than the Center for Weight Loss Success. I'm the medical director of the Center for Hormone Health and Wellness. So if you'd like more information on that, you should go to that website, which is www.centerforhormonehealthandwellness.com. Kind of write it out just the way it sounds, centerforhormonehealthandwellness.com. So want more information, go to that. But a lot of people then are fearful of hormones. And I've had other podcasts where I discussed, that fearness needs to be kind of set aside, kind of discussion about bioidentical versus synthetic. But I'm going to assume here is like, okay, now, right now, we're not going to be talking about supplementing testosterone. What I want to talk about at the moment is how do you optimize your own testosterone levels and keep them as good as possible. Now, one thing, and I'll start up with one good way to keep from lowering your testosterone is avoiding licorice. Okay, licorice is, you know, used in all kinds of different candies, much more common probably 10, 20 years ago. It was used in, you know, it's a flavoring. It's an extract, so it's an herbal thing. It comes from a plant. But licorice candies is very common out there, but licorice itself can lower testosterone. Now, potentially this could be therapeutic if you have too high testosterone, such as women that have polycystic ovarian syndrome. Eventually, some of them actually have high testosterone levels, and so they get some of the side effects. Then, they're, you know, growing hair, they're growing, you know, they have a little bit lower voice, they're high, much more acne. Okay, these are signs of stable higher testosterone in these women, but often it affects their fertility. What we find is actually for women that have that higher testosterone, polycystic ovarian syndrome, potentially eating licorice can actually decrease their testosterone levels. It's been shown, this has been well shown in men, certainly in animals, it's been well shown in men to the number of studies in men that can actually decrease testosterone almost 40%. And this is a relatively short period of time, literally within a week, if you're taking, and this is fairly, not even high doses of licorice, but relatively, if you want to call them normal doses, not really high load doses, but licorice will impede production of testosterone. So it will do the same thing in women too. So for women, again, with polycystic ovarian syndrome, eat licorice, potentially it's going to drop your testosterone level. All right, now most people aren't necessarily looking to drop their testosterone levels. Okay, so the other extreme then is the other end of the spectrum is, what can you do then to preserve your own testosterone level? So basically, we're going to go over some things that should already be very familiar to you, because these are things I harp on all the time, because they're also very important in weight loss. So we're going to break this down to five things here that can actually help preserve testosterone, even increase your testosterone levels. The first one has to do with exercise. Okay, you shouldn't be too surprised about that. So now, exercise to increase testosterone means you have to do very intense exercise. So number one is lift heavy things, meaning weightlifting, and you need to actually lift heavy weights, not just kind of going through the motions and I'm doing 20 reps of something. It's like, no, you need to be actually doing heavy weights where you can only do like 4 to 6 reps and then you're done. So you're doing lifting heavy things. The other exercise that one can do to help increase testosterone is sprinting. Basically, that's high intensity training. So sprinting would be, but also high intensity interval training. High intensity interval training is driving your heart rate up to near max. I've talked about heart rate max in the past with exercise. Heart rate max, and if you're trying to figure out what is going to be about your heart rate max, it would be 220 minus your age. So if you're 50 years old, 220 minus your age, 170, in theory, that's about your heart rate max. And that it can be off by about 10%, but it gives you a rough estimate. So in high intensity interval training, what you're trying to do is drive your heart rate up to near max and do it for a very short period of time. Typically, I encourage you to wear a heart rate monitor to figure this out. But if you don't have a heart rate monitor, it's basically where you're gasping for air. And you can only do that for a short period of time, then you let your heart rate drift back down. You recover for a very short period of time and drive it back up. So high intensity interval training, sprinting, which basically they can call it that same thing, and lift heavy things. So that's number one. Number two, that is quality sleep. Sleep is very important for recovering. We spend our energy during the day and then we need to recover again. So quality sleep, very important for weight loss, but also very important for preserving testosterone. Now, some of that is because a growth hormone is mainly released during the evening, and that's going to help us preserve the lean body mass. But it also helps, we need to have the rest and recovery to actually produce testosterone too. So quality sleep, obviously this is easier said than done. And we probably need to avoid some of the things that kind of give us, okay, falsely give us good sleep, but that means sleep aids. You know, the Lumestas, the Ambiens, typically they're actually going to work against you. But you want to get good quality sleep. Number three is handling stress. And now the main reason for this is because when we have stress, we have increased cortisol levels. Increased cortisol levels are going to impede kind of that utilization, the formation and utilization of testosterone. So handling stress, now that means easier said than done there too. Deep breathing, exercise by itself, things to do to relax, whether it be the massage, the warm bath, whatever it is you can do. And you have to build these things into your life. So how you handle stress. So every one of us are going to have stress. The real issue there is how do we respond to it? Okay, because we all have stress in our life, whether it be from our work, whether it be from, you know, our family, our social life, whatever, our kids, whatever it is. So everybody's going to have stress. The issue, again, isn't getting stress or having stress or getting rid of stress. It's how do we handle it? And it's handling stress appropriately. That's what helps kind of keep those cortisol levels down so we can, again, recover. So that's number three. Number four, we come around to eating. You knew I was going to come around to that eventually. So what do we need to eat? Well, it shouldn't be any surprise to you that actually we probably need to eat the same things I would recommend eating in a weight loss plan. Now, part of that is we really need to work on eating clean. Now, what that really means is eating whole foods in foods that don't have a lot of preservatives in them, if they haven't been overproduced. So that therefore, when you're looking at your protein sources, which is going to help you, you want good, clean, pasteurized animal products. So you don't want the ones that are in, you know, been given hormones and been given the kind of the steroids that help them bulk up and build a great big, you know, that's the chickens running around with the massive breasts, the beef that has all the, that's been in the stocks and subsequently been fed all the grains. No, you want the pasteurized, the pasture-fed animals. So the free-range animals there. So pastured animal products. You want to avoid foods that are going to spike your blood sugar. You really shouldn't be surprised I tell you that either. So anything that spikes your blood pressure, did I say blood pressure? Your blood sugar, anything that is that would, you want to avoid anything that will spike your blood sugar. Okay? Spikes in blood sugar basically impede, well, you have big insulin releases, and that's going to impede testosterone. So anything that spikes your blood sugar is going to then subsequently impede formation, utilization of testosterone. So what that means is, okay, getting rid of specifically the simple carbohydrates. You want to eat the kind of the complex, which can be the vegetable, kind of the salad type of things, kind of watch the fruit, but fruit certainly it's whole and can be very healthy as well, and from that perspective. And then you want to utilize what I'll refer to as the quality fats. Quality fats really mean is the kind of the monounsaturated fatty acids, and don't fear saturated fats. Sometimes saturated fats have gotten a kind of a bad name, a bad rap out there, and they really aren't the mean, the devil that they've often been portrayed to be, because saturated fats actually can be helpful here. You actually do want to keep a minimum of those polyunsaturated fats. So the quality fats, now often that is going to be the olive oils, the avocado, that type of thing, and I would encourage you to utilize those things. So you want clean, whole food eating. All right, and then finally, number five, is there are a few supplements out there that potentially can help you. And I'm not talking about taking like DHEA, which is a pro-hormone. And that. I'm talking about just things like vitamin D. You know, half the American population runs low on vitamin D. Vitamin D levels get low, then testosterone levels start to fall too. So vitamin D is very important. Vitamin D is almost like a hormone. It actually looks a lot like a hormone. It actually come, most hormones, especially the sex hormones, testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, they all come from cholesterol. That's where they come from. That's the basis of it. They're based on cholesterol. Well, so is vitamin D. And so they're very similar in appearance, but vitamin D, very helpful. So you need to get those vitamin D levels in that 60, 70, 80 range. So just about everybody could utilize extra vitamin D. And yes, get in the sun a little bit. Just be careful. You don't want to get burned. So vitamin D supplements, but also zinc. Zinc, you know, most of there's some vitamins, you know, multivitamins will have extra zinc in it, but they're certainly easy to get extra zinc. There are lozenges out there to help prevent, you know, help support immunologic function as well, but it supports testosterone too. And then finally, magnesium. Most people don't get nearly enough magnesium. There are 400 different biochemical processes that magnesium is involved in our bodies. And so most of us don't get nearly enough magnesium. And that doesn't mean, gee, if we check your magnesium level in your blood, it would be low. It won't. What I'm talking about is magnesium in the tissues. That's where you need it, not in your bloodstream. Yeah, you need it in your bloodstream too, but it needs to be a certain level. But it really needs to be in the tissues there. Most of us don't get nearly enough magnesium, so I encourage most people ought to be on extra magnesium anyway. So these are things that I typically recommend for most people in a weight loss plan anyway, because they'll help you with weight loss, but they also help you preserve your testosterone, increase your own testosterone. So quick review then, five things. Lift heavy things, do high intensity exercise, quality sleep, handling stress appropriately, clean whole food eating, good protein products, and number five, a couple of supplements, vitamin D, zinc, magnesium. All right, and avoid the licorice too. All right, well, thank you all for listening. This is kind of a topic that's kind of near and dear to my heart. I really like people to kind of optimize kind of their testosterone, only because in the long run, it's going to help them with their weight. Certainly hormone balance is something I harp on all the time. Testosterone is just one of them. Yeah, thyroid's another one. Again, if you're interested more in the hormone side of the whole thing, I encourage you to look us up at the Center for Hormone Health and Wellness.com site. Now, if you're just interested in more information that I can discuss, I do a live webinar every single week. I encourage you to go to our Losing Weight USA site, which is www.losingweightusa.com. Sign up. You have access to me every week. You do a live webinar. It's interactive, so you can ask questions. You have access to me to ask questions every single week. Plus, get the tips, handout, and recipes every single week as well. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. We'll touch base on the next podcast. And remember, it's your life. Make it a healthy one. Have a good day, everyone.